and this is Coast Community Radio. KMUN Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook, and it is a gorgeous day. For those sequestered at home, if you have a garden, or if you want to go for a walk, it's a lovely time. It is time for Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. And I'm delighted to say that many, many places, venues, museums, galleries, theaters, artists are offering work online at this time. And hopefully you will be able to access, whether it's the Metropolitan Opera or the gallery, Imogen Gallery, that you just heard of, and our guest later on, Dragonfire Gallery, where you can have a virtual tour and everything in between. So check that out. I do have some guests, though. That's the good news. And I'm dedicating this show to the arts because, as Ava says, art endures. And I say, and we all know, that art heals, art saves lives, and art enhances all our lives. So thank you for tuning in to Truth, Integrity, Compassion, Intelligence. And if you want to chuckle, by the way, online, check out Astoria. What is it? I just checked it out. Astoria Shakes or Shakes. Yeah, it's very funny. Of course, leave it to Jeff Daly. Thank you, Jeff. I'm going to actually start right out and hope all goes well with my first interview, which is part live, as in arts live and local, definitely local, and part on the telephone. So, Jim Dott, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Whoa! Oh, my God. Yes, you are. Oh, how amazing. Thank you, Graham, for the technological assist, not just assist, setup. And Jim is on the phone, and here in the studio with me is Mary Lou McCauley. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hello.
And I know
Hi, Mary Lou.
I know you're here because I can see you. I'm always more comfortable with that.
Okay.
So they are here because April, well, they're here because they're part of the art scene, the local art scene, and they are in the poetry department. And April is Poetry Month, National Poetry Month. Is it international or national?
It's national. I think other countries have probably adopted it. But, yeah, it was started by the Academy of American Poets back in 1996. And it's been going 24 years after this year.
Okay.
Now, any month, actually.
Which?
Any month.
Oh,
any.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary Lou. I agree. I think Jim agrees, too.
I know he does.
And, Jim, are you speaking right into your telephone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Because your voice is coming in and out. But
okay,
I think we'll be fine. So, April being the special month of poetry, in addition to every month, stuff is happening. And since people cannot meet together at this point, as a matter of fact, before we even go there, when you say it's every month, what happens every month, Mary Lou?
Great segue. Well, every month, except for coming up on April, we're taking a rest from that, is Rick's Poetry Mic. And we meet every first Tuesday at Winecraft on 11, down on Pier 11 from 6:45 to 8:30. As I said, this month we're going to give it a rest.
Okay. Now, actually, Winecraft is on 10th Street, but right now
right.
We can't get to 10th Street.
Right.
So we're going down 11th Street, toward right to the water and then walking through Pier 11.
Mm-hmm. Just look for Winecraft.
Right. And it will, I think 10th Street's going to open. It's a wonderful wine bar. Not yet, but God knows what's going to happen.
It's a fabulous venue.
Yeah. Because you get to look right out over the water. Mm-hmm. And it's a very community-minded Rebecca. Craft, as in Winecraft, is very generous with the community, as are many of our local businesses and venues. And so that's usually the first Tuesday.
Always the first Tuesday.
First Tuesday of the month. Well, as long as we're talking about what happens all the time, let me switch over to Jim. Jim, can you tell us, first of all, before we even go there, Jim, how come you're on the phone and not here in the studio with me? After all, you're in Astoria.
Yeah, I am in Astoria, but I've been just traveling back from Costa Rica earlier this week and came through LAX, and so my wife Ann and I decided we should probably limit our contact. It's just in case we got exposed to coronavirus. So we are healthy right now and want to stay that way and want to keep everybody else that way.
Well, we appreciate that, and it's good modeling for everybody else. So thank you. And it works. We can talk. So why don't you, because you've been around in the poetry scene here locally for a long time, could you give us a little background? My thinking is that we started these monthly poetry gatherings at the River Theater. Is that true?
That's true. Okay. Monday Mike. I can't remember which Monday of the month, but it was on Mondays once a month. Florence Sage was the co-host along with me, and it was similar to Rick's mic, although we had featured readers often.
Right.
Out of town. So they'd come, and they'd read for about half an hour, and then we'd have the open mic after that.
And I remember we also had the Job Corps kids were invited to come, and often they did.
Oh, they did, that's true.
Yeah. So, Rick's mic, when did that start? Mary Lou, do you remember?
Maybe Jim might need to help me on this. I think it was 2013.
I don't think it was that long ago. 2014 or 15, and
it just seems like it's been going on and on and on. And it started at the event center.
Right.
Right, Portico.
And Rick was a local, was he a teacher out in Warrenton?
He worked for the city of Warrenton.
He's
a cartographer.
That's right. That's right. Boy, bringing back memories. And sadly, tragically, he died. Yeah. He was from Queens, New York, too. Terrific guy. And he also, at the beginning, we used to bring in featured guests from Portland or wherever.
Right.
And then always have that open mic. So now, as Mary Lou said, it's at Winecraft on 10th Street and the river. And it's all open mic. So people come at 6:45 and sign up.
They sign in for 5-minute increments. And then we've saved a bigger spot at the end because we have a couple of songwriters.
Oh.
And someone who may want to do something a little bit longer, but that's 10 minutes. It's a poetry open mic. It's really dedicated to poetry. There's so many other wonderful writing venues for prose.
So by putting it at the end, that allows people who need to leave
Everyone poetry. Then can kind of set back and say they know it's going to be a little bit longer.
Right. Nice. Okay, so it's not, Rick's Poetry Mic, it's not happening in April. However, what is happening?
Tell
us.
You okay? Well, I've been really fortunate to we all are very fortunate to have a great relationship with our library. And Amy Kreider is a senior librarian in charge of adult programs. She had us scheduled for maybe six or so of us to do a poetry reading in the library today. Reasonably, that was canceled.
I think the library is closed.
The library itself is closed through the 31st. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's just was smart.
Right.
So Florence Sage came up with the idea to do some posting on Facebook. Amy understood how to do that. I was like, oh, that can't possibly happen.
Mary Lou, what is your position with Rick's Poetry Mic? We should.
Oh, I'm the MC.
Right. The MC and the communicator these days, too.
Yes.
You're the one who sends out those lovely messages. As a matter of fact, folks, if you're listening to this and saying, wait, how come I don't even know about this? How can they get in touch and get on the list?
Well, right now, the best thing to do would be to email me. And it's my last name, Macaulay, MCAULEY, Mary Lou, MARYLOU, at Gmail.
Okay. Okay.
And just say you want to be put on the list.
Right.
Or you can, right now it's a little bit more problematic.
That's the best
that's
way
good
to
enough.
Do it. Yeah. And I highly recommend, is this fair to say, even if you don't live here and think you might sometime drop in or whatever, you can get on that list.
Yes, or just stop in and listen.
Yeah.
And see what you're in for.
Right.
Well, so anyway, back to the library. Amy is putting out a call for a poem a day to be sent to her, and she'll post it on the library Facebook page. And it's open-ended. She's April and beyond.
Oh, great.
She doesn't want anyone to not.
So people can just send her their poems.
Yes.
And she'll...
She cut and paste or send a Word
a
doc.
Okay.
And it's as many as you want to send, and then she'll kind of juggle them through and send
Beautiful.
It up at least one or two a day. We can be greedy if we want. And I have one of my thoughts was that there's a lot of students out now, who are writers and really fine, they could, if you know of a student, help, and you can help them submit it, tell them what to do. It's really good. And it goes to Amy Kreider, and that's AKREIDER at astoria.or.us. Or just go to the Astoria Library website, go to their Facebook page.
Right.
And so that's going to be really easy. But we also, the other thing I was thinking of, besides a lot of students who are finely in tune and would love to write about what they're feeling, is our companion pets are with us all the time, and our anxiety is very clear to them. And I might even send one in from my cat. Because I think we kind of need to.
Yes, that's very fair of you to...
I mean, it's, you know, face it, there's a little anxiety. And then the Coast Weekend, do you want me to say that one too?
Sure.
Okay, Alyssa Evans is the editor of the Coast Weekend, our local newspaper. She wants to also post a poem a day. Or she's going to do a poetry spread, I beg your pardon, a poetry spread with kind of like they did for that wonderful fall issue. It was really great. And so you can send in again. Just, I mean, send in as many as you want. Everyone's got the time to collate and organize, and we don't want anyone left out.
But I'm not sure, is she going to be able to put, is she putting them on Facebook or in Coast
Weekend? No, she's putting them in Coast Weekend.
So there will be room.
There will be a limit, but she didn't tell me what that would
good.
Be.
Good, she can make the
she
decision.
That's up to her.
Good.
And her, the very first date I would like to tell you is, she needs as many poems as she can get by this coming Tuesday.
Oh.
March 24th, that's her first deadline. It's a very quick turnaround.
Okay.
And that will go in I think that will go in on April 9th. And then from there, just she'll slot them in.
Okay. Wonderful. And do you have her email? Or
her name is Alyssa Evans, ALYSSA Evans. Her email is editor@coastweekend.com. Good. Same thing, Word doc or cut and paste in the email. Right.
And you might want to just write poetry in the subject line.
Subject line,
so
absolutely.
She knows what's coming. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Jim, what else is happening next in April?
Well, on KMUN.
Yay!
We're going to have a poem a day. It's going to be they'll be broadcast twice. Each poem will be broadcast twice a day. Monday through Friday at 10:06 a.m. That's after the news and before a.m. folk shows. And then 7 p.m. And then on Saturday and Sunday, the poems will air at noon and 7 p.m.
Okay.
And these are, this is Barbara Hansel's initial idea, and she and I kind of started planning, and then we got some, these are all published poets that we're reading.
Mm-hmm.
So Barbara and I, Marianne Monson, and Emily Geddes, the program director at KMUN, all selected poems. Mm-hmm. And then the four of us, plus Liam Dunn and Dylan Hauser-Schulk, are the readers for those poems. And they're all pretty short, under 3 minutes.
So will it be the same poem in the morning as in the evening, or will they be different poems?
It will be the same poem.
Same poem each day.
You have two chances to hear it, or you can hear it twice if you like.
Right. Nice. Okay, and actually, Jim,
yes.
Weren't you the one on this very show, Arts Live and Local, years ago?
Yes.
Yes, you see. He knows what I'm going to ask him. Well, we didn't talk about this, but... we used to do poetry on this show. We had
It's called The Calendar of Writers.
Right.
So it was a little biography of a poet and then a selection of their work.
Right.
And that was Barbara's initial idea. And she and I did it for a number of years, and then she moved away, and I did it with Karen Temple for several years after that.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times, maybe. Barbara and I did a poem a day in April, so many years ago.
Great. Okay.
So this is kind of a resurrection of that.
So that's going to start April...
April 1st.
For April Fool's Day, and that is Wednesday.
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah.
That is correct.
Excellent. Excellent.
Every day for the month, so 30 poems.
Wow, that's great.
30 days.
That's great.
Hey, that sounds familiar, Jim. 30 poems in 30 days. Now, wasn't that...
I did that too once, but that's another story.
Well, you did, and why it's so close to my heart, of course, is because you did a poem, speaking of animal companions, for my dog, Duke.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, when he died, Jim did a beautiful poem, and it was published. Wow, we should get that one on the. Okay, I'm
send it in.
I'm getting distracted here. So much happened. Okay, I would love to hear each of you read a poem. I'm going to ask Jim again. Are you staying right in the same place on the telephone?
I'm trying to.
Okay, because your voice is going in and out. So, do you want to read us a poem?
I need to find something. Really
okay, quick. I'm going to have Mary Lou has something for us.
Well, yes, I do. I have a couple of things.
Good.
One is a poem from my last book, very short, called A Poem Is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote something out last night that I felt was really important. But this is from my book, and the title is A Poem Is. The shared spirit of voice, inside out, instant in the page, marked, my voice in your hand.
Mm, nice.
Okay.
And the name of your book?
Oh, 900 Moon Journey.
And where can people get hold of your poetry?
Well, I think most of the outlets, there might be a few at River Sea.
Mm-hmm.
They can be ordered anytime from Lucy's Books or any independent bookseller.
Okay.
I have maybe one or two. But
and this is your only book?
This is my second book.
This is your second?
And I'm working on the third.
Excellent.
Yay.
What was the first?
The Other Door.
Right.
Okay.
I did forget, but it's not my book, so
that's
I'm
okay.
Allowed. Jim, do you have something for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go for
this
it.
This is from my...
Let me remind people, you are listening to KMUN Astoria, KTCP Tillamook. This is Arts Live and Local. I'm Carol. I'm hosting Mary Lou McCauley and Jim Dott for, just in general, for poetry and art. And especially because April is National Poetry Month, started in 1996. Okay, Jim Dutt.
This is from my first book, A Glossary of Memory. And it's called Grace. And each of the poems in this book has a little definition and then the poem. Grace, from Middle English by way of Old French and Latin. Gratia, pleasure, favor, thanks. Effortless beauty of form, performance. To give beauty or elegance to honor or favor. An unmerited gift from God, a thanks made for a meal, a given name. After hours of only grace, she began to know again the way waves foam and spin around the ankles, the crab's so suitable symmetry, how the wings lift and glide a gull through air, the slap and crack as sails draw full. The long, thin fingers of the man she married, their tantalizing touch, the comet's tail swept back like hair in the wind, cooler lips that kiss a fevered brow, the moon in the west at dawn, wind calm, her mother's name, the many forms of grace.
Mm.
Beautiful. Mm. Thank you, Jim. Beautiful. I remember that one.
Makes me want to play Gracias a la Vida. But I don't have it here with me.
Everything is a song with you, Carol.
Well, you know. So, Mary Lou, you say you have something else as
I do. this was scribbled on the back of...
Yes, I can vouch for that.
It's not quite an envelope, but it was scribbled on the back last night because it's really important, I think, right now to express why things are important to us, and that way we let go of some fear. KMUN is important, local radio station, local newspaper, local gatherings, libraries, and I thought this is a time for me to say what poetry is to me. This is not a poem. It's just kind of a... It is art. It imagines and makes and gives you the imaginings. A poem about love isn't love. It directs your attention to what love is and how it can feel. A poem about despair isn't despair. It directs your attention to despair and how it arrests us. And a poem about healing isn't healing. It focuses our attention on how that might feel. You're having to be imagining. You're having to use that imagining as best you can by building it into yourself. It leads us through the fine distinction between looking and seeing, listening and hearing. I think poetry is how consciousness moves through and out of us.
Very well said.
Yes. So, hear. Thank you. And a lot of that, I think, for other people involved in different art forms.
Oh, yeah.
Could easily substitute right in there, because that's what I mean. Art is, some people think of art as on a pedestal, or artists on a pedestal, and clearly that's not what we're talking about.
And so many songwriters, we've got poets, we've got painters, we've got sketches, we've got cooks.
Dancers.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes, so. All the creative ways of expressing oneself. So.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right.
Okay, so again, my guests, Mary Lou McCauley, whom you just heard, told us about the Astoria Library Facebook Daily and the Coast Weekend feature. And you need to get your poems in, so you don't need to be a published poet.
It's not a contest,
this one. No. This is just for anyone, including your cat or your dog.
Goldfish.
Or goldfish. Okay, I like this. And we do have featured pets of the week.
We should ask go out them. To the shelter.
Right, collect their poems. That's a wonderful idea. Do you want to quickly just give people, again, how they
sure,
send
absolutely.
Stuff in?
Sure, absolutely. These are difficult to hear and remember, but Amy Kreider at the Astoria Library, she has her own email, but I would suggest for ease, just go to the library Facebook page And you should be able to see there what to do. Good. It's a cut and paste in an email, or she'll do that. The other one is Alyssa Evans. Go to your Coast Weekend, look at the masthead. It says editor, Coast Weekend. And again, her name is Alyssa Evans, and you can do the same. Word document. Don't hesitate. These people all need the work.
Right. And start getting them in ASAP.
Yeah. If you get something in by Tuesday, it goes in, I think, the April 2nd, right. And then they're incrementally through the month.
Okay, and Jim's is different. What he was talking about, the KMUN poem a day, that you don't have to send anything. All you need to do is relax and listen to KMUN, which is what you do anyway, obviously. So, and that is, Jim, you want to tell us again when it's going to be on?
It'll be on every day in the month of April, Monday through Friday. The first airing will be at 10:06 a.m. and then at 7 p.m. Okay. Saturday and Sunday, the first airing will be at noon and then 7 p.m.
Okay, so during the week, it's right as folk is beginning and then the middle of the jazz show.
Exactly.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in.
Yes.
Right on. Keep those arts going. I'm going to play music for you.
Folks. Bye.
Yeah. Hi, hello, goodbye.
Great.
Thanks, Carol,
for being here. And I have also... another guest is going to be coming on, but first I wanted to play you a piece of music, and that would be from Eve Ilson, Everything Must Change.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one goes unchanged. Young become the old, mysteries do unfold. That's the way of time. Nothing goes unchanged. Many things in life you can be sure of, and winter turns to spring. A wounded heart must heal. Never much too soon. First, everything must change. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. That's the way of time. No one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure. Rain comes from the clouds, and sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds, they fly. Rain comes from the clouds, lights up the sky. The young become the old. Rain comes from the clouds, and sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly, and everything must change.
And that was Eve Ilson with Eric Deutsch and Mike Fitzmaurice, If We Only Have Love. Yes, and we do, and we can, and we need to. And arts, art, all of them are the way. And I hopefully have on the phone with me, I'm going to try saying it, but I'm going to ask her to correct me, Ava Lantala. Ava, are you there?
I am, Carol. Good to hear your voice, but I have to say it's a little soft. I'm having a bit of trouble hearing
it. Okay, I will put my voice up. Does that sound better?
It does.
Okay.
Thank you.
And why don't you say your name?
Eva Lantala.
Okay, Eva. I never quite get it right.
It's okay, whichever way you say it.
I'm not sure how to put that in phonetics, so I will remember Ev. Eva Lantala. Was that the last name?
Yes.
And that is a good, solid Finnish name. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay. Eva is the owner and founder, I believe, of Dragonfire Gallery. Is that true?
Yes. Well, I was a co-founder, but now I am a sole proprietor.
And that is in Cannon Beach. It is a magnificent gallery. You could go in and get totally lost in there for hours by just walking around and seeing the diversity of art that is represented there. And the artists, I believe, come from all over, including local. And the gallery is, as so many other places are now, closed, but not really. And I like this term, visualize it service. Tell us what you're doing, Eva.
Well, we are currently open by appointment. One needs to call to be able to come in or email us to set up a specific time. And we are just wanting to be extremely careful, but still allow people to be able to come in and to experience some really great artwork. And we know that Transcendence artwork can do, and especially in difficult times, to get inspired and carried away in another world. One of the things we always like to say about Dragonfire is that the sun always shines in Dragonfire because it's very colorful and
yes.
It's uplifting. And so whatever the weather, even though we don't need that help today for feeling the sun, it definitely does do that in here. And now I forget what your original question was, Carol.
Well, I read the term visualize it
service. Oh, visualize it, yes. So a service we have is that if you, for instance, are looking at our website, too, and you see a painting and you really love it, but you wonder if it will work in your home, if you'll like how it looks, we offer that if you take a photo of that wall and all you have to do is pin up an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, have the wall empty otherwise, and pin up that 8.5 by 11 paper so that we have something for scale. And then you send that to us, and then we will take that painting that you're wanting to see in your home and virtually put it in there.
Holy cow.
It's
what a
pretty
trip.
Cool.
Have
you
been
transform your wall from home. It's pretty great. And then all we have to do is deliver or box up that painting, and it can be yours.
So you've been doing this for a while.
We have offered that service, I think, for 3 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it does give people a sense of more confidence, in, especially when they're making a bigger purchase.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it's really fun. It's a really fun thing to be able to,
to share that way.
Exactly.
So, you are also in touch with the whole Cannon Beach art scene. And one of the things that impresses me so much about you and your gallery is that your impact of art reaches way out. So you're involved in the environment in a very large way. You coordinated the ocean and what was it?
The Earth and Ocean
Arts Festival last year, and it was just fabulous. Even in the pouring rain, we had modern dancers from New York City, climbing up and around and over a fabulous sculpture right in front of the Coaster Theater, and a whole weekend of events. And I was looking forward to seeing that this year, but it's not going to happen. Is that correct?
The Earth and Ocean Arts Festival, I believe, will take place. It's not till September, so I think that is
okay.
No problem. The one that we're not going to be having May 1st to 3rd is Spring Unveiling. And at this time, it has been agreed to postpone that until possibly the end of June.
Okay.
But the final decision on that one will be made around the 24th of April. We figure we'll have a better idea of how things are unfolding with this emergency.
Right.
Health emergency. So for now, the Spring Unveiling is a postponement, and we'll certainly keep you informed about that up at KMUN.
Good. Okay.
But meanwhile, the Earth and Ocean Arts Festival this year will be September 18th to 20th, and all the plans for that are underway, and we've got an exciting lineup.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was such a good time, and it just went on and on all over the place, too, so including the two artists who, what was that, dueling artists or something?
Oh, dueling easels, yes. That dueling was Michael Orwick and Anton Pavlenko.
Right, right. Going, trading off, doing their own work, and then trading off back and forth several times with much humor, I might add. And so the Spring Unveiling is one of the festivals that Cannon Beach has. The Stormy Weather is another. And that's the entire Cannon Beach Gallery Group, is that correct?
Yes, you know, the Spring Unveiling was, the actual Cannon Beach Gallery Group was formed to put on Spring Unveiling. And this is actually our 20th anniversary year.
Wow.
And yeah, that's pretty exciting. And
it's
become a very successful festival, very well attended. And it's very exciting to see artwork, new artwork, actually unveiled in front of your eyes. And there's always a lot of gasps and applause.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun. And it takes place in all the galleries. So there's 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have our own time slot for when the unveiling will take place.
So people can get themselves to Cannon Beach and just stay there and go through each one of the unveilings. What an exciting,
Oh, it's great. And then a lot of artists demonstrating it every time through the weekend. It is a 3-day festival.
Right.
The unveilings take place on the Saturday.
And I'm always so impressed with all of the galleries being able to work together. I mean, that is a hard coordination. I don't know who schedules everybody, but that's a big job. Yeah, so it's not going to happen May 1st to 3rd, but stay tuned because hopefully it will happen a little bit later in the spring, summertime. So,
Carol, if it doesn't happen, if it gets canceled, there's plans to perhaps do a virtual unveiling. I know that Dragonfire itself will do a virtual unveiling online.
Nice.
So that we can still kind of share the excitement by video. That'll be fun.
Give folks your website, please.
Pardon me?
Your website.
Oh, the website is dragonfiregallery.com.
Very simple. Okay. Now, I would appreciate if you could sort of pull this out and talk about, because quite frankly, I can't remember how you started or if this has always been a part of Dragonfire, your environmental work there?
Well, I've always cared deeply about the environment, but to actually get Dragonfire involved with raising money, and then the latest project was starting the Earth and Ocean Arts Festival and doing it with all the galleries in town. It really started because back in, I think it was 2000 and, it was maybe 2014, we were doing, at Stormy Weather, we decided to do a special show where our artist, Michael Orwick, who had been teaching his daughter, who was 8 years old, he was giving her painting lessons, and that expanded to some of her friends. And so there was, maybe 10 of them that were painting some paintings, and we decided to make them a part of Stormy Weather, and we would auction off those paintings. We would sell them. And we would give the money to the Wildlife Rescue Center up in the Wildlife Center up in Astoria, and so we sold all those paintings, and so these little girls were just absolutely thrilled, and it raised $1,300,
wow.
And we all got this wonderful feel good about being able to do that for the Wildlife Center, and so I started putting my thinking cap on because it was so much fun and inspiring, and I thought, well, what can I do to support the environment in our area? And it's so beautiful here. I've always felt blessed ever since I moved here, which was back in 99. Mm-hmm. And so then I started thinking, well, you know, instead of just donating $100 to the North Coast Land Conservancy, for instance, if I took that $100 and I bought $100 worth of some kind of product wholesale, and turned around and sold it for $200, then I would be doubling my efforts. And so I decided to look into doing that, and I just started little by little, and it grew to include 5 organizations, one being the Wildlife Center of the North Coast, the North Coast Land Conservancy, Sea Turtles Forever, the Animal Shelter in Warrenton, and I feel like I'm forgetting one. I now also do Friends of Haystack Rock.
Right.
And so anyway, it's kind of astonishing because it's a section that sells books and note cards and some small things, you know, also the 4 Ocean bracelets, which are so popular for raising money for plastic cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's now raised $75,000. Just my little section of the gallery that carries these items.
And that goes on all the time.
Right, goes on all the
time. Just for the festivals.
It's made up the staff very happy. It's given me a new purpose for the gallery, too.
Yeah.
And we always try to educate people, too, about all of these organizations and the hard work they're doing. And it's very fulfilling. It's given the gallery, another...
aspect.
Another mission, of importance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And having a venue like that where people come in for the beautiful work, and that includes many locals plus people passing by, and then giving them the opportunity to support our local, because those organizations are all local in Clatsop County and Tillamook, perhaps.
Right.
And so it's very exciting and, again, excellent modeling. So do you make art as well?
You know, I used to, Carol. I have, but I have to confess that right now I'm not creating anything. All my creativity is going into the gallery itself.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
plenty.
Into being the chair, and I'm happy to say I have a co-chair for the Earth and Ocean Arts Festival this year. Mm-hmm. Lindsay Oyalabond from Archimedes has teamed up with me, so that's great.
Yes.
And that just all does take a lot. And so I find that my creativity comes from being creative with ideas for these.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, we were talking about that earlier. There are all kinds of, all of this is making art, actually, is the creative process, basically, and the expression of it. So much appreciated. And Do you think any of the galleries in Cannon Beach are open on a regular basis these days, or is that all?
You know, it's really going day by day, and that's kind of how I'm taking it, is really day by day. Mm-hmm. I have been open some days this week. What I find is that what I don't want to encourage, because I see that there are spring break people arriving in town.
Oh.
And what I'm concerned with is that I don't want people who are just wandering.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just get people, they're just wandering looking for entertainment or amusement, but they're kind of like not even really looking at anything, but then they're touching stuff. And I just don't want that to happen. So what we have done is we've, you know, locked the door, and you need to call to be able to come in. And I figure people, it's posted on the door that people aren't going to do that if they're not coming with an intention to really see the gallery.
Yeah.
So we do have a couple of appointments set for tomorrow from regular customers that want to come and view, and we have hand sanitizer for them as soon as they walk in, and we're just being very careful.
So is that something that someone can do before they get to Cannon Beach, is give you a call, or should they go to the website?
They can give us a call, or if they email, it's almost better, because I will get email if I'm at home, if nobody is at the gallery.
Okay.
I can be reached at any time with email at dragonfiregallery.com.
So email at dragonfiregallery.com. Okay.
And I really encourage because I know, you know, we're all in this boat together, the galleries, the restaurants, the bars, I mean, we're all in this together, what's going on right now. And we're all, I think, you know, nervous and having a hard time sleeping, wondering what's happening. And, you know, it's so important wherever we can support our community to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking from an art gallery perspective, as I said earlier, I really want people to still be able to enjoy the art if this is something they feel will be uplifting for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that art needs to be appreciated, and artists also do need sales. And so for people who, if you've been looking at a piece of artwork and you really love this artist's
work,
now's
the time.
You know, please call the gallery that you have been in or that you enjoy and see about whether you can make that purchase, and or even just, you know, give words of support, you know, and to the artist, too. You know, some artists, this is their full-time living, and it's scary what's going on. So I think it's important to remember that, you know, we're going to all get through this, and that to do it the best we can and to use our common sense, and and also find for those ways that will uplift us, whether it's the great music or
poetry,
artwork, and you know, of whatever kind.
Right. Well, I would recommend that folks go to your website, dragonfiregallery.com. If it's anything like the email you sent out, how I connected with Eva. Now, we've connected for many years now, but many folks are now sending out the information about postponements, cancellations, closures. But I have to say that Eva's was the most gorgeous email I got of that nature. And I've already plucked some of it and sent it to folks because it was so beautiful. So I'm presuming that there's going to be stuff on your website that will be exciting to see, too. And then, as you say, connect, because we're talking about this area. The arts and culture have really exploded. I've been here 46 years and totally exploded in the last some years. And this is the time for the public to show the appreciation in every way we can. And so thank you so much, Eva Lantala from Dragon Fire Gallery in Cannon Beach. Anything else you want us to know?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, except that you can on our website take a virtual tour of the gallery, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be kind of fun. It was taped about 3 years ago, so the paintings aren't all the same and everything, but it gives you a sense of the gallery.
Great.
And if you have any questions at all, please email us or call. But if we're not here, please email if you have any questions. And have always been so appreciative of this community and all its support. And I just, as a very, very happy business owner in this North Coast community, I love this place. And I hope that we all soon will be looking back on this as a memory and then think of the tools of what we've learned of how to survive times like this. I have a feeling we're all going to get better at online representation just because that's kind of a thing. We're looking at doing some video taping within the gallery and having more video interviews of artists on the website as well.
Right.
And so that it just makes it all more engaging for when you can't physically go and be at the gallery.
And I did credit you, but I will say again, Eva's the one who said art endures COVID-19 and everything else. So thank you so much for coming in, being with us on the phone, but being with us and sharing with Arts Live and local audience. And be well.
Oh, you be well too, Carol.
Okay.
And thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
And you're just a treasure.
I appreciate you
so much.
And it's mutual.
And all of you at KMUN.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
And I do want to say, to follow up with what Eva just said, we at KMUN Telecom Foundation did suspend our pledge drive. Today would have been the last day, but instead we're asking folks, if you are able to and would like to, please donate online at coastradio.org and show your support. Or you can send a check to KMUN P.O. Box 269, Astoria, Oregon 97103. You can put a note in. Many people have been doing that. And a big, huge thanks to our amazing staff here who have kept the station going and kept us all. And it's amazing what's going on. This is true community radio, let me tell you. Everybody is pitching in, all the programmers jumping in to help each other out as well. So you can show your appreciation, too. I'm going to play something to say a happy birthday, happy 90th birthday to Stephen Sondheim. Thanks for being here, folks.
Green finch and linnet bird, nightingale, blackbird, how is it you sing? Oh, can you jubilate, sitting in cages, never taking wing? Outside the sky waits, beckoning, beckoning, just beyond the moors. How can you remain, staring at the rain, maddened by the rejoicing, or merely hollowing? Are you discussing, or fussing, or simply dreaming? Are you crowing? Are you screaming? Ring, dove, and robinet, is it for wages, singing to be sold? Let me.
have sailed the world, beheld.
Well, that goes out to the people of Italy and all of us. If I cannot fly, let me sing. And so if we can't be doing our regular activities, let's find another way of expressing ourselves, whether it's online or elsewhere. And I didn't get to most of the galleries. I was trying to check up. I saw many of them are closed. Many of them have, as does Imogen Gallery, have their work online. I also noticed that I stopped by a Luminary, which is in its new location at 13th and Duane, and they are going to be open Fridays through Monday. They were open, that's why, from 12 to 4, Friday to Monday, 12 to 4. And, the Scorcher and Fort George have got their street stands out with pop-up takeout, and the Scorcher, you can stand on shapes if you want to make a line. They've got drawings on the ground, chalk drawings. We all need to bring laughter and joy into this. And also I noticed that the Carts in town are open. 11th and Duane is hopping. Of course, they're all in the sunshine. They've got tables out. People are distancing, but you can get your food right from the cart and sit down or take it out, which is the general way most places are operating right now. That goes for senior meals, too. There are senior meals that can be on takeout. You need to call at 9 in the morning to do so to the senior center. And all kinds of good stuff happening. I'm glad to be here with you. And thank you to Graham for facilitating this and to my guests, Mary Lou McCauley, Jim Dott, and Eva Lantala. And thank you to you for listening. I want to close with a last song from Eve Elson, and this is called Waters of March. Thanks for being here, folks. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Stay tuned.
A stick, a stone, the end of the road, the rest of a stump. A life, the sun, a night, a death, a trap, a gun. The oak when it blooms, the fox in the brush, a knot in the wood, the song of the thrush. The wood in the wind, a cliff, a fog, a scratch, a lump. It is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free. It's the end of a slope. It's a beam, it's a void. It's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of a strain. It's the joy in your heart.
Please go online to coastradio.org and check out all of the closures, postponements, and cancellation. There's a link there that's open to everybody. And if you don't see something there and you know about it, let us know. Susan@coastradio.org. Be sure to check your venues before you drive 50 miles. And be well and treasure each day. Thanks for being here, folks.